On a sunny morning in Fernhill, third class from Stepaside Educate Together National School stepped into the forest. Not to hike or to study trees, but to slow down, breathe deeply, and take part in something called forest bathing. Guided by the calm presence of Orla from Forest Bathing Wicklow and Kat from Danu Forest Bathing, the students explored nature in a whole new way, through their senses.
The actual practice of forest bathing is ancient. It's what our ancestors would have done naturally. It's what you see a lot of kids doing naturally. But I suppose adult life, modern life creeps in, and then you have this disconnect from nature and everything doing things for us, so our senses aren't being used. So in Japan in the 1980s, they noticed a lot of people were presenting themselves with anxiety, heart issues, high blood pressure, all stress-related illnesses. And somebody decided, God, you know, I was outside yesterday and I feel great. And then somebody else said it. And it became this massive, massive movement where entire companies would just pile their staff onto a bus and just get them off into nature for a day. And the Japanese word is Shinrin Yoku, which literally translates into bathing in the forest. And that's why we call it forest bathing in English.
I've never done forest bathing before. When I imagine it in my head, it sounds like there's like a wooden bath with like moss in it. It doesn't sound that nice.
I think we're going to have a picnic.
I think we're going to meditate, maybe have a little walk around the place.
My name's Kat and I'm a forest bathing guide. So I always really loved being in nature and spending time in nature. I love taking groups out to explore new things. My company is called Forest Bathing Wicklow, and together with Orla, we also have Beneath the Canopy, and we bring people out in nature and we talk about nature. Going forest bathing is, first of all, really good for you. It relaxes you, it de-stresses you, it's good for your body and your mind. But also when you go out in nature, you realize that we're actually part of nature. And the more you care about nature, the more you realize we need to protect it. So I think from an environmental side, it's really important that people connect more with nature so they find the need to protect it and do something good for nature.
We're going to actually head up to the site very, very soon. Just before we head up there, I just want to remind you about how we act is very, very important when we're in nature, when we're anywhere really. And we just need to make sure that we look after it, okay? This has a leave no trace rule in this park, which means we don't take anything or leave anything behind, okay? If you want to have a route around, like pull a log up or turn over a stone, that's totally fine, but just make sure you put it back when you're finished so the animals and plants that live under there are sheltered. Everybody happy?
Yeah.
Yeah? So maybe get into your pairs again, because we're going to take a short stroll up to the site, okay?
Fernhill is a place where you can have walks with your dogs. There's a little dog park over there, and if you go through the bridge, there's a running track and a playground for the kids.
I love that it's all open and it's peaceful. It's a 5-minute walk from our school, and our teacher is really good at getting us out into nature, because if you just stay inside, it's just going to be boring. So if you're outside, it's like you're all free and yeah.
Okay, everybody. Give yourselves a second to find yourselves a seat. Now you can stand if you want to. Just make sure you're comfortable. So my job and Kat's job, we are forest bathing guides. And what that means is we bring people into nature and we give you ideas on how to use your senses in nature. You might think to yourself, well, sure, I'm looking at things every day and I know how to smell things and I'm hearing things every day. But the thing is that we're not always concentrating on it when we're doing it. So this is a chance now for you to forget about school and forget about homework and forget about what has to be done and just be here. I'm going to invite you now to think about something that you would like to get from today. Maybe you want to spend time with your friends. Maybe you want a little break from school. Maybe you want to find something cool out here today. Anything at all that you would like to get from today. So take a moment to do that, and then we're going to move on to the next thing.
My name's Theo. Today I think we're going to hug trees, meditate, or maybe stack rocks.
My name's Sheikat. I'm from Hungary.
I'm looking forward to trying to be more active and try to meditate outside, like outdoors, chilling out. I love spending time in nature and I mostly play outside my balcony if the weather is good.
I'm Oliver and I'm 9. It's important that we leave any natural spaces the way we found them, because that could be home for animals or food for animals.
The forest bathing alphabet. Does anyone know what that is? Okay.
As you can see, this is a bag, and in that bag I have 26 pieces of wood that I cut myself, and I engraved them with a letter of the alphabet. Now here we have the letter A, and on the other side there is a word starting with an A. In this case it's air. And there's a little forest bathing invitation on it. In this case, close your eyes and feel the air on your skin. Now, like I said, the alphabet has 26 letters, so there's 26 pieces of wood in here, all with different forest bathing invitations. And an invitation in forest bathing is just a little exercise that helps you to connect with nature, and it's all connected to one of your senses. So there's loads of different stuff in here, and I really want to invite you to come up in pairs, and one of the two in the pair can pick a letter from this bag, and then you can go out in this little area and do your forest bathing invitation.
Can I get?
Sure, yeah.
Think of something in nature and see how many you can find. Branches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
L, and it says, listen. Close your eyes and listen to nature.
We're hearing birds.
We can hear leaves cracking because our friends are stepping on them.
We can hear the wind.
We can hear our friends talking.
I got you under. I had to lie under a tree.
We got I imagine make a story with like the things around you. So we've got to make a fantasy story.
Yeah, it's about a boy that he jumped rock to rock and log to log.
And he's got like these nature powers and he's like a nature guardian.
I am Tofik. Observe wind with what your sense.
I got joy. Walk slowly and notice things that bring you joy.
Well done, guys. Okay, so we're going to do another activity. We're going to send you off again, but when it's time to come back, you're going to hear this noise. Cuckoo! So what I've got here is a deck of cards, and on the one side of each card is a description. So this card says something unusual. Okay, so this is a little bit like a scavenger hunt, except please, please, please don't bring anything back to me. You can just tell the group about it when you get back. Okay, there's four for you guys. Four for another pair.
Something that an animal would eat. Okay.
We can find like an acorn. Or we can find like grass.
Something you think is treasure.
I think something that looks like cool.
Yeah.
Something crunchy, something light, something new, and something that looks fragile.
Some leaves up there, they're also new, since it's only spring, so probably they've only came out like last week or so.
Something noisy.
Your partner.
My partner.
Something that does not belong here, litter. Something you think is beautiful, the view.
We got something clean and we found a stick that was kind of clean.
I got something that you can tie in a knot if I found a branch.
Hi, my name's Maya. We got to smell various things in nature. We smelled some trees and some moss and then a few other things.
Did everybody give me back their cards?
Yes.
Or cards?
I got something colourful and then we got leaves.
Oh, leaves. Yeah, the leaves are very colourful, aren't they?
I got something you can wear. You could wear moss and some leaves.
You could.
I got something tiny and I got found it.
I can barely see that, it's so tiny. Wow, well, how did you find that in all the messy leaves? That was a good find.
Something that lets light through. The branches, they kind of let light through.
They do, that's lovely, that was a lovely one. Okay.
I got something wet and I got, and I picked the river.
Got something bright and I found the sun.
I'm Sarah and I'm the teacher of third class. They obviously spend so much time inside in the classroom, and obviously it is the nature of children to be active and to kind of want to explore. So that's why I think this is so great that they were able to explore and very much kind of be let free. Being outdoors, being in nature, it is so important for a child and any person's overall well-being.
We're going to do something a little bit quieter now. So if everybody would like to find themselves a comfortable spot, you can stand or sit or lie down. So if you're comfortable, close your eyes. I'm going to invite you now to think about something that you enjoyed about today. It can be anything at all. It can be the sunshine. It could be the walk up. It could be spending time with your friends. Anything at all. Or maybe you found something that you really liked. So think about that thing that made you happy. Okay? Think about it really hard and focus really hard on it. And then what we're going to do is we are going to try and send some of that happiness that we found today to other people. So I'm inviting you now to think of somebody who's very important to you. And it doesn't have to be one person. It could be lots of different people. Think of them really hard. And if it's a whole group of people, imagine they're all standing in for a photograph in your head. And you can see them all in rows. It could be everybody you know. Who knows? And I want you to imagine that you are throwing that happiness to those people in your mind, or that person in your mind. You're giving them lots of the happiness that you got today. And maybe think of people who live in other countries who don't have nice life as we do here in Ireland at the moment. And we might try and send them some happiness as well, because we've gotten lots today, haven't we? Nice to share it about. And that's the end. That's the end of our activity. What do you think?
It was just right.
It was just right.
Cuckoo!
Cuckoo!
Well done, yeah. Well done,
cuckoo!
Guys.
Cuckoo! I liked the meditation that we just had, and I liked the walk up, spending time with my partner, getting interviewed, and just being in nature.
I liked listening to the birds and the wind, and I also liked trying to find the stuff in the scavenger hunt.
I liked the alphabet, and so I got to smell various things. I liked smelling all the things everywhere. And then I liked the walk up also.
I enjoyed lying down under the tree.
I enjoyed doing the activities in it, because I think it's a really nice way to be in nature.
It was really relaxing, and like, it was nice to have like a break from school. And I think other classes should also do forest bathing, because I personally think it's really good for the mind.
I love how we get to be out in nature, and it's a sunny day, and we had a lot of fun.
Thank you.
That was
such a nice experience.
Thank you all for coming,
guys.
Lovely to meet you all.
In a world that's moving faster every day, we are reminded how important it is, especially for young people, to slow down, to notice, and to build a real connection with the natural world. Because when we care, we protect. So if you're wondering how to begin that connection yourself, our forest bathing guides have a few simple suggestions. Small steps anyone can take to start seeing nature with new eyes.
Kids are natural forest bathers. They come into the forest, they immediately start looking around, they start picking things up. And I think that is, it's great. Kids do it all the time when they're out in nature anyway. So just encourage people to keep doing that, and you can be as old as like 100 and still connect with nature and go out forest bathing.
Don't overthink it. If you have a balcony, pop a potted plant on your balcony and step out. If you have, you know, 10 minutes to spare, 5 minutes to spare, some is better than none. That's our motto, isn't it, Kat? If you can get to a park or a forest or a lake, brilliant. But if you can't, stick your head out your back garden. The second thing then is to try to leave behind anything that's distracting. So phones, any sort of screens. And even as you step outside or as you step into the park, just mentally check yourself out and say, look, whatever's bothering me, I'm leaving behind. And it'll be there for me when I'm finished. And then the third tip I would give you would be to set a timer. So if you have like a little digital watch or something, throw a timer on so that you can completely lose yourself
and that you're not going to lose track of time, but you don't have to keep checking your watch and distracting yourself. And then when that buzzes, it could be 10 minutes, it could be an hour, it could be 2 hours. Ideally, two and a half hours is for ultimate relaxation. However, realistically, it's not really going to work. And then every day, you couldn't do that every day. People couldn't afford to do it every day. So 10 minutes is fine, 20 minutes if you have it. But setting the timer is a big one because it keeps your mind focused on the present and not on what time it is. The rushing and the hustle and bustle, even for kids nowadays, is completely overwhelming. So this forces people just to stop and be in the moment. Personally, my background is environmental, so my push is really to get people connecting to nature so that they care about it. Rather than broadcasting the doom and gloom, which is important to be aware of, which I had done for a number of years in environmental education, this is a different spin on it. This is about getting people, plonking them into nature and giving them a positive experience. And then when they see that something bad is happening to nature, going, oh, I don't like that, I want that to change. And that's where the importance is. So it's a personal thing for the children, but then also on a global scale. The more engagement we have with nature, the more we want to look after it. And if nature's looked after, then we're looked after.
Whether it's a forest, a city park, or just a quiet moment under a tree, nature is always there, waiting for us to notice. And maybe, like the students at Fernhill, all it takes is a pause to feel a little more rooted and a little more connected. A huge thanks to Orla and Kat, and the amazing kids and teachers from Step Aside ETNS for heading into the woods with us. Your curiosity and energy brought this episode to life. This has been Ecolution. Until next time, take a breath and step outside. Ecolution is produced by Nikki Coughlin for RTE,
edited by Aoife O'Neill, and presented by me, Evie Kenny.